7.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up whatever it is that might happen to be on your mind. A happy Friday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about whatever's on your mind, literally. Whether it be something personal or something political, you have an issue, you have a rant you want to get off your chest, we are here for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your emails live on the air. There's also some other things you need to get interactive with, and that would be our website. There's a number of different items on the website to keep you occupied. We have the chat room. There's always people hanging out in there. The bulletin board system with over 210 users now. Just incredible growth there.
People love our bulletin board system, don't they?
They certainly
do. Get on there and post away.
New members pretty much every day to the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, also known as the forum or message board or whatever you want to call it. Almost 2,000 posts for you to purge through in there or purse through. So check that out. It's all there at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners. The archives. Last 6 days worth of the show. All there. Archived for you. Free. At freetalklive.com. So, coming up tonight, we're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. From 9 to 10, we do have the Time Warp Hour. Or the Time Warp Hour.
that's tricky.
Yeah. So that's coming up from 9 to 10 Eastern Time. Of course, we are a six-day-a-week show. We're from Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern. And then we have our Saturday show, the bonus show, from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and that's a live show as well.
Yep, we have more stations on Saturday, so it's a big deal.
Well, some radio hosts have their best of shows on the weekends. We decided that you deserve a live show.
We're all about the live show.
Exactly.
It doesn't seem to matter to us, the family and friends, holidays, all that stuff, we don't care.
I don't give a rats about holidays. 800-259-9231. But speaking of holidays, you went to a little holiday party shindig tonight, right?
Yeah, I have a real job,
right?
And that pays my bills. And we had our holiday party tonight. So I went and had an excellent meal. Everybody else, of course, was getting schnockered, not me.
Right, because you had to come here.
I have a show to do.
Right.
So it was real, very good. I ate so much ceviche and steak that I could barely walk.
So here's a question, of course. Did anything interesting happen? Was anybody really pissed drunk?
No, it didn't. I was only there for the first hour anyway.
So nobody, the boss didn't try to feel you up or anything like that?
I'm glad he didn't, no.
No. That's just something I love talking about during this time of year, and maybe we'll throw it out during our second hour when we have more affiliates on with us. The old question of, give us your best holiday party stories. That one. Because people, I mean, if you go to enough of these things, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I've never been to a holiday party.
Well, you were always on the air whenever we had the...
right, back when I worked at Clear Channel, I used to always be working in the studio. But I've always heard the stories, and I've heard them from plenty of different people from all sorts of different companies. Whether it's you ending up in bed with the boss, waking up with the boss in the morning or something like that, or just some crazy, crazy stories that have come out of holiday parties. So we'll touch on that again a little bit later on tonight. 1-800-259-9231. As I said, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll kick things off with an email tonight. And then coming up, I want to tell you about, probably the best video game that I've ever played.
Really?
So this is not a, gaming show or anything like that. I just was so excited by this game, I felt like I had to bring it up. So anyway, here's an email from Steven. He writes, I attend a public high school, that means government-run public high school,
okay,
in Sarasota County in Florida, and lately I've seen 8-foot-high fences going up around the campus at my school.
They're putting up fences around the high school?
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
He says, this got me thinking, and I remember a teacher mentioning that all of the local schools will soon have fences to protect us from a terrorist threat. Well, after I thought some more, I realized how much public schools are like prisons. And now that we have to have permission to go to the bathroom, sometimes there's a limit on once per week or four times in a 9-week period and such.
Really?
Wow!
That's crazy!
We never had that back when I was in school.
That was
only 6 years ago.
If a teacher felt like you were abusing the bathroom privilege, she might go ahead and put, or he, for that matter, might put some kind of restrictions on there. But they wouldn't say anything like, you can go four times in a nine-week period, or, you know, you can go once a week. That's crazy talk.
It's definitely prison-esque. You probably could go to the bathroom more often in prison.
I can't imagine anybody telling...
Well, you got one in your own cell, I guess.
Telling a human being when they can go to the bathroom.
Maybe that's what's next. Maybe we'll humiliate the kids by installing an open-air toilet in each classroom. That way the kids don't actually have to leave class in order to go to the bathroom. They can still stay there and benefit from the teachings while they're sitting on the toilet. And, of course, they'll have to really consider it before they decide they want to go to the bathroom, because they'll have to drop trowel in front of everyone else in the class. Maybe that's what... maybe we're moving that direction.
That's low...
You think I'm joking, but who knows? With this kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff.
He goes on to say that, and now we have wire fences going up around the campus to keep us together. I'm beginning to worry about what will be next. Some talks have gone out about ID cards for students. Teachers already have them.
Well, we had ID cards when I went to school. They had a student ID card.
You were never ID'd with them. I mean, nobody ever asked you for your student ID card.
I don't really know what it was used for. I don't think I ever carried the thing.
Actually, I went to the gifted school in the area here, which was a government-run school.
Is that why you got a funny-shaped forehead?
And we never had ID cards at that particular school, but the other schools did have ID cards. However, they certainly weren't picture photo ID cards like I got in college.
Mine was a photo ID card in high school, yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Well, apparently this is new to Steven. I guess he's never had that at his school before. So he says teachers already have them, and finger scanning. Wow, finger scanning is what they're talking about to possibly get lunches at school. So you want to get school lunch, you have to scan your finger. It used to be you'd have a four-digit code that you'd have to punch in, and that brought up all your information on the screen.
We just gave them $1.25 and got a school lunch.
Times, they are a-changing, huh?
Huh.
He goes on to say, now that we're at war and with the new laws you had before, we're taking a giant leap to a nanny state. I can't wait till I can join the Free State Project and move to freedom. We look forward to you joining the Free State Project, Stephen. We appreciate the email, and you can send your emails to ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Now, wire fences around the schools. That's a little bit concerning to me. It would seem that, you know, that kind of would have the reverse effect of what it's intended. I mean, okay, it might keep somebody out, but if someone was to get in...
Then it keeps everybody else from getting out.
It keeps everyone else from getting out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what about a fire? You know, are you gonna feed everybody in the entire school out two exits through a fence?
Well, maybe. I don't know how far the fences would be away from the building. I mean, you're assuming that the fences are a couple of feet away from the building.
I'm not saying that. No, I'm just saying it's around the school property, and that's... I know if the school is on fire, or if there was some madman on campus, and I happen to be outside
at
the time.
It's ugly, too. Ugly putting up fences.
Sure. Well, schools have kind of historically been... pretty much ugly. I mean, they really actually resemble jails in some aspects. The actual design,
architecture.
Yeah. Of course, they just happen to use the same type of buses. The only difference between a jail bus and a school bus is the color, pretty much. If it's a white bus, it's a jail bus. And if it's a yellow bus, it's a school bus.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate.
So, I ran across an article a while back on lewrockwell.com, which literally drew some pretty striking comparisons between school and prison. I mean, think about it. They've got these kids in this basically detention facility where they are, you know, forced to...
Stay there.
They're being indoctrinated, and they have to stay there from point A in the morning to point B in the afternoon, and if they leave, it's a violation of the law. 1-800-259-9231. And if you don't want to send your kids there, you're in violation of the law. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. So take control.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
You want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It is Friday evening. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The 9 to 10 o'clock hour is the Time War Hour.
Do it again.
Time War.
I can really crank it up.
Time War.
You're a butthead. National radio show, you're there playing with your little box thing.
Well, if you got a box, you should play with it. 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we're talking about this email from Stephen And he's describing, he's a high school student in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. Of course, that's where we're originating this broadcast from. And he's cluing us into some, well, disturbing changes that are being made on his high school campus. Pretty much as he writes this, he's telling us that there are fences going up, 8-foot fences. And I'm assuming chain link, but he doesn't describe. I doubt that they would have a nice wood fence or anything like that. And I wonder, of course, the next question is there barbed wire on the top? Now, that's really going to be a signal, you know, because basically he's comparing his school to a prison. And I totally understand where he's coming from on that. They look like prisons. They act like prisons. They're kind of like day prisons, for the most part, for kids. You really don't learn anything.
Well, I mean, I learned things in public high school.
Yeah, okay, I learned some things too, but you could learn better. You could learn more if you were not being educated by the government.
I think that if the profit motive was, I had both a public and a private school education, and I'll tell you that I know which one was superior.
I
won't be sending my kids to public school.
I don't blame you. Government-run public school. I think it's important to put those words in front of it because I could open a public school myself and allow anyone from the public to come and pay $1,000, $2,000 a year and have their kid go there. That doesn't mean it's a private school, exclusionary. It just means that I'm a private individual who's running it. I think the terminology really should be modified. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, maybe you work in the school system. Maybe you're a teacher, an administrator, and this trend is disturbing you. Or maybe you're all for it. Maybe you think it makes the kids safer. Because he's saying that their excuse is, the school people's excuse is that it's to keep them safe from terrorism or whatever. Of course, it seems to me that it's just going to work the opposite of its intention. Like most government programs or most government ideas, they always have the most wonderful of intentions for their programs. But as usual, you know, whether it be the war on drugs or the war on poverty, you get the results which are complete opposite from what you originally wanted. We've got more drugs on the street as a result of the war on drugs. We've got more poverty as a result of the war on poverty. The government took over education. Education got worse. So I feel for the kids that are in school today. I really do, because I tell you what, I know that from some of the things I did as a high school student, I'd probably be one of the kids who'd been arrested and handcuffed by now if I was in high school today doing the same things I did 6 years ago.
Well, I don't know what high school's like now.
It sounds frightening. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go right to the phones. This is a show about you and what you want to talk about. Skyler in Sarasota, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, it's not wholly unrelated, but I do want to hijack the show a little bit. You know, I just called another radio show, and I kind of have like a little bit of a conspiracy going on. And I called in to talk about, you know, actually what you guys are kind of talking about, in that schools should be not run by the government, because obviously the government's doing a horrible job.
Okay.
But basically, you know, what was being talked about on this other radio show was about the church and state and how Florida's possibly putting a bill on the Constitution to get rid of it, the separation of church and state.
And so Florida's doing that?
There's an initiative to repeal an amendment to the Florida Constitution in 2006 that is the amendment that separates church and state in Florida.
It basically, the amendment, I saw the article earlier, the amendment prohibits, what the language currently in the Florida Constitution prohibits the Florida legislature from spending any money, any tax dollars on religious organizations. Is that correct?
Yeah.
They're just talking about yanking that one sentence out, and that would make it so the Florida legislature can then just lavish our tax dollars over the religious organizations of their choice.
Hmm.
Right.
So you were on the air on this other talk show trying to talk about this, and what?
Right. I tried to talk about this, just that, you know, hey, we should get the government out of schools. People should be free to do, you know, whatever they want, you know, go to whatever school that they want, because then this wouldn't even be an issue, you know, as far as she was talking about a case where these kids brought candy canes to school, and the candy canes had religious messages on them, and the ACLU defended these children.
But who?
The ACLU defended these children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, American Civil Liberties Union.
On a free speech basis?
Right, exactly.
Right.
And yet, a lot of these evangelical TV shows and talk show, right, you know, cookie-cutter right-wing conservative radio shows were saying that the ACLU was against them and basically lying, out-and-out lying.
Huh.
And, you know,
well, the ACLU probably doesn't defend Christians You know, maybe 2 out of 100 times, I would think. I mean, that's, they're not big defenders of, you know, the moral majority.
Well, no, they just defend civil liberties. I mean, if you're on the rights, if you're on the ACLU side, they're going to defend you. In the case of the Christian right, for the most part, they're not.
They're the majority.
But, you know, my point in all this is that, you know, as far as the cookie cutter conservative radio shows go, and, you know, this Democratic liberal talking about how the these shows are disingenuous and they lie, it was kind of odd that when I was put on hold, you know, I was asked, you know, about, you know, I went through their strict screening process.
How was their screening process compared to the Free Talk Live screening process?
I had to talk to their screener for a while about what I wanted to get on the air, and I had to explain that I was libertarian. Who would pay for the schools? And I had to go through the whole rigmarole.
Wow.
To get on the air. And then what happened is, you know, when I was able to talk to the screener, it was clear and crisp as a bell, and nothing while I was on hold. But as soon as I got on air, all of a sudden I had another conversation piped into my ear. And I had to do my best to screen out that conversation so that I could hear what the talk show host was saying.
So you had you were listening to not only the on-air feed, but you also were being piped to some other alternate feed into your headset.
Someone was talking to me and like asking questions like, how's your family? It sounded like another telephone conversation, but there's no possible way that could have happened in my ear because I wasn't there when I was on hold. So it definitely wasn't my phone, and it wasn't there when I was talking to their call screen.
It could have been just an accident. The board operator might have hit a wrong button and sent you an alternate feed.
Possibly, but I'll tell you what. When I talked to the board operator was a little bit like, you know, when I talked to her, she, you know, I did well in explaining my views. So I think that they might have been a little bit afraid that I was
cowardice. Then,
yeah.
Do you feel like those shows are cowardly by asking so many questions and trying to screen out certain issues and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. She had to hang up on me.
Mm-hmm.
Hung up on me. She dumped me out as soon as I said, you know, as soon as I got there and got to my point and said, look, why don't we have schools that, you know, anyone can go to? If we were to get rid of, you know, get all this tax money back into the community, then people would be able to choose an atheist school or a Christian school, and there wouldn't be all these people forced together into all these environments. And
we happen to agree with that position, but just because we agree with you doesn't mean that we're going to let someone that we disagree with, we're going to drop them off the air. We try to treat people with respect that they deserve as being human beings. And Skyler, thanks for the call, man.
And that's why Free Talk Live is the best show.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. 1-800-259-9231. We're trying to put a friendly face on talk radio here, and we'll let anything go. We're not afraid of any issue. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, the show you can literally take control of and bring up anything you want, whether it be political or personal, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We've kind of been talking, a little bit on the educational side, the security side today. We got an email from Stephen from Sarasota, Florida, and he's telling us that they are now putting up 8-foot fences around his school in order to, I guess, protect the kids from terrorism. Because obviously chain link's gonna really put a stop, but it's gonna put a stop to all terrorist attacks.
Well, besides being ugly and pointless, what good is putting chain link fences up on schools?
It's gonna stop terrorism. Don't you know anything?
Well, it's how in the world is it gonna do that?
I have no idea.
I mean, I suppose you can bottleneck the people from like sneaking in the back or something like that.
It's only control. That's all it is. It's just for control. They've always wanted to keep kids on campus. As I was wrapping up my high school career in the late 90s, they were starting to implement more strict stay-on-campus kind of rules. You couldn't leave to go get lunch anymore, that sort of thing. So they're doing everything.
Never could do that at my school either.
Well, they're doing everything that they can to just trap the kids there throughout the day. And it's frightening. It's really a scary thing. So if you, again, are working in the school system, you've got some comments, maybe you're a parent and you know what's going on, you want to clue us in, feel free. 1-800-259-9231. Again, anything goes, so interrupt the show anytime. And you can also log on at freetalklive.com, get interactive in our bulletin board system. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there, the chat room. There's always people hanging out in there. There's also the archive, 6 days worth of the show, archived for your convenience online. All of it is free. Log on at freetalklive.com. So I played this, I missed my bedtime last night, stayed up late, and played the remainder of probably the best game, best action game for sure, that I've ever played in my entire life.
Video game?
Computer game.
Okay.
And the game is called Half-Life 2. And I gotta say, if you own a computer and you like action, you like a shooter, this is the game for you. It is just the most amazing thing. I mean, you get through this game, and you get towards the last portion of the game, the climax, the
uh-huh.
third act, if you will, and you think you've seen it all. You think you've seen every bad guy the game can throw at you. You think you've fired every weapon that the game has, and you've got a real good feeling at that point, because the game's been awesome up to that point.
Right.
And then the rules totally change.
Huh.
The entire gameplay experience just totally changes within the last half hour of the game. And it is something that has never been done in gaming before, period.
Really?
It is just an incredible,
Now, there's been
awesome
a lot of
game.
Hype on this game.
Dude, it lives up to every bit of it. And
I'm interested in how much it grossed in like its first weekend.
I don't know. That's a great question, because video games are really finally coming into their own. I know you mentioned that Halo 2, the Xbox game, made, what, $150 million in its first week or something
actually,
like that?
Yeah, one of our former co-hosts, Jason, you know, he brought that up on a show, and it's amazing.
That's more than a Hollywood blockbuster. To be considered a blockbuster
on the same week
movie.
That it premiered, The Incredibles yeah. premiered at $50 million. So you got
right.
a video game coming out in one day grossing $150 million,
yep.
and a movie in a weekend, that's 3 days,
yep.
grosses $50 million.
That's amazing.
Video games are outstripping movies by the most, by, you know, how much money they make as far as entertainment goes.
And you get more for your money, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, yeah, obviously it's not $8 to buy a video game, but you're getting hours and hours of entertainment instead of 2 hours of passive entertainment. You get interactive entertainment.
My policy with buying video games is I don't buy them until they're about a year old, at which point they only cost $25.
Yeah, $20.
You know, no big deal. So you're going to spend $20 going to the movie theater pretty quick.
Sure, yeah, especially if you buy popcorn or a drink or something like that. And I'm just really impressed where the gaming industry is going, and I thought that this game, you know, we don't talk about video games a lot on this show. They do come up from time to time, and especially when callers bring it up. But, man, I can't explain how impressive this game really is. It was awesome up to the climax, and then the climax was just, it blew my mind. It was amazing. So check it out, Half-Life 2, for your PC, and I think they're going to do an Xbox version next year.
Well, I kind of have a story that's somewhat related.
Okay.
The first person who's been charged with using the internet to attack a business competitor.
Internet to attack, like they knocked out their server or something like that?
Well, I'll read the story, but basically.
Right. First person ever charged with this. Interesting.
First person ever. James R. Eshwafni allegedly hired 5 hackers last year to unleash a virtual attack against 3 business competitors.
Where do you go? Hackers R Us and fill out a form?
Oh, hackers!
Where do you find hackers to hire? I mean, you kind of have to swim around in their areas, wouldn't you? You'd have to find their websites and that sort of thing?
I can't even imagine.
And even then, it'd be kind of like hiring a hitman. You know, you'd wonder if you were actually hiring a real hacker or if it was some sort of undercover cop.
Or if he was going to do it. Like, if somebody hires me to be their hitman, sure, I'll take the $10,000 up front.
And then that's it, huh? All right.
According to the federal indictment, which was handed up in August by a grand jury in Los Angeles, all told, the attacks cost more than $2 million in damage and temporary disrupted websites for the Homeland Security Department and Amazon.com, the government alleges. Eshafani's vanishing act has earned him a spot on one of the FBI's most wanted lists. Not the notorious 10 most wanted list, but rather the crime alert list, where the Bureau started 5 years ago to track down suspects who are less prone towards physical violence.
So wait a minute. This dude hired a few hackers, and he had them take down Amazon's website and... Or attack
it's
Amazon's
a little later
website?
In the story if you want me to get to it or what.
And, okay, keep going, because it made it sound like he hit the Homeland Security website, too.
He did.
Which says a lot for our Homeland Security Department, but go ahead.
According to the indictment handed up last summer, let's see, Eshafani launched an electronic attack on weakknees.com, an online seller of digital video recorders based in Los Angeles. For several weeks, the company's email was knocked out and customers could not access the website, costing the company $200,000, according to the federal prosecutors. The attack followed Eshafani's unsuccessful efforts to make a deal with Weak Knees to distribute its upgrade kits for digital recorders. So he wanted to do some business with them, and they didn't want to do business with him.
Maybe because they figured that he was an unscrupulous bastard or something.
Apparently
like that.
He is an unscrupulous fella. Eshafani allegedly enlisted 5 people in Arizona, Louisiana, Ohio, and Great Britain to unleash the attacks. The cyber mercenaries flooded the websites with data until they crashed. As a result of the attacks, employees' computers were effectively disabled and customers received error messages when they went to the company's website. In addition to
how'd they figure out it was him? Does it get to that?
I don't think it does, no. In addition to attacking Weak Knees, the hackers also allegedly targeted 2 other competitors, Rapid Satellite, based in Miami, and the Worcester-based Expert Satellite. Eshafani called Rapid Satellite's owner several times while his server was down and offered to host the site for $5,000 a month. Wow, that would be expensive to host that. The owner, of course, declined. As a byproduct of the attacks, the websites for Amazon.com and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which shared the server with Rapid Satellite, were disabled for about an hour. The total damage from all the attacks was estimated $2 million.
What's he facing as far as penalty? Do we know? A few years in prison? They must have picked up one of the hackers, and he must have rolled over. That's probably the only way they could have found out who it was.
Yeah, it just doesn't say.
800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, I guess the moral of the story is hire some good internet security people. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The 9 to 10 o'clock hour is a Free Talk Live Time Warp.
Time Warp.
So be sure you check that out as well. That just means we're not live. Although, by the end of this month, we're expecting to be. It's not official yet. Once it is official, we'll make announcement of it, of course, on the website at freetalklive.com. And anybody who signed up to the updates list will be the first to know. That's where all of our news, freetalklive.com, newsy stuff goes to. So if we're on a brand new affiliate, you'll find out about it first, that sort of thing.
There's not that many things sent out on the update list, but when you get them, they're things worth looking at.
If you're a fan of the show, yeah.
Yeah, it's the new gals on the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Mm-hmm.
When we get a new radio station, that's announced. And
absolutely.
You know, major changes, I'd
any
say.
Any other big show stuff.
It's not like I get an update every week or anything.
Well, you know what?
Sometimes
for a little while there, I had some. We had a lot of stuff going on. We had like three Shriners in 1 week. So sometimes you'll get a few of them in a week, and sometimes there'll be 2 weeks and you won't get anything.
Yeah.
So just, you know, keep that in mind. 1-800-259-9231. The updates list, again, is another free service available at freetalklive.com. We have our bulletin board system with over 210 users, almost 2,000 posts there. The chat room, there's people hanging out in there right now. You can log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with all of it for free. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So where do you want to, do you have anywhere you want to go next?
Well, I have an article about Cheney demanding tax cuts.
Now, demanding
these,
them.
If these two jackasses really wanted tax cuts, don't you think they would have got them by now?
Oh, sure. What, isn't there a Republican Congress?
I think there's a. I think that Bush has signed everything that's gone across his desk so far.
Yes, he has. And as a matter of fact, I believe just today he finally signed that intelligence bill, so-called intelligence bill. So, hello, more security. Hello to national ID cards and a whole new government bureaucracy devoted to spying and terrorism.
Every time you say hello, security, you say goodbye, liberty.
Goodbye, freedom. Yep, exactly.
Every time.
And we're going to bring more of those details.
Because they can only provide me with security by taking away your freedoms, my friend.
They are only, and even that security is a hoax.
It's a farce. Yeah,
it's farce. It's just for show. And so we're going to bring you more details on this so-called intelligence package as they come across to us. But in the meantime, looks like old Dick Cheney's making some promises here. What's going on?
Let's see. Vice President Dick Cheney opened the conference saying it was critical to make Bush's tax cuts permanent during his second term while achieving broader reforms in the tax code and bolstering Social Security. Wait a minute. He's going to bolster Social Security and cut taxes? Okay. Cheney said the administration believed Bush's four tax cuts over the past 4 years had provided a badly needed boost to get the economy out of recession. But he said now the focus needed to be on making the tax cuts permanent. We still have more work to do, but we believe that we are on the right track. Cheney told the audience of business leaders and economists in Washington. Basically, that's it.
You know, I want to get back to something. This kind of leads me back into something we touched on last night. The question of, is George Bush an idiot? Is he evil? Or does he really believe that he's doing the right thing in what it is that he does? And the same question applies to Dick Cheney. How do you feel about Dick Cheney? Because you think that George Bush is a smart guy and he just really believes that these are the right things to do for the country.
I think he thinks that, yeah.
What about Dick Cheney?
I believe he believes that too.
How could these people advocate something like this? They are being so dishonest. Do they really think that these things are tax cuts? Because they're not cutting spending. So the taxes are still there.
It is a tax cut.
They're reorganizing the taxes. That's all it is.
Absolutely, that's what it is.
So they're cutting the taxes of a few people.
Finger-effing the taxes,
giving them their $300 little check or whatever it is. And then
everybody got a check both times, I believe.
And I only got one check.
Okay, I only remember one check, too.
Yeah. And so then they throw their hands up in the air and, hooray, we gave everybody a tax cut. Look at the economy. It's exploding. Thank goodness the government gave you tax cuts. But the number that the amount of money the government spends every year, the amount of dollars, tax dollars the government spends, the federal government, is going up and up and up. Under George W. Bush, it's risen at least twice the clip as it did under Bill Clinton. Well, so
Clinton actually spent it down to some extent. That's what they called this cushion or whatever. It wasn't actually true. There was still a deficit under Clinton too, but the fact is that he had shrank the deficit to some extent.
I'm just talking about government spending.
Now, it's kind of like what he's doing is kind of like having some credit cards and getting your paycheck and spending on the credit cards at the same time and not paying off the credit cards, just running up your credit limit. So you're rich during that period of time, and he's trying to use that as his 8 years. That's going to be, I'm going to run up the credit cards, and then somebody's just going to have the deficit later.
Somebody else will have to deal with it.
Right. So that's his plan.
So do you believe that these people are being deceptive, or do you think that they honestly believe they're doing the American people a favor?
In the particular case that I was just talking about.
In the case of tax cuts.
In the way I'm talking about, I feel like they think that this is what has to be done during this tough economy now. You know, that's what they felt like had to be done.
Well, allegedly, Republicans are for cutting taxes. I mean, that's how they get elected, by talking about less government and talking about cutting taxes and all that.
But they're lying about less government.
Well, of course, they never do it. They never cut taxes for real. They never reduce government. They always increase it. And statistics show that it increases at a faster clip under Republican administrations than it does under Democrat. And I'm not a Democrat, just to make everything clear here.
And I used to be a Republican, but this is what got me.
But I still don't see how you can think that these people are being genuine, because it seems to me that you have to be a dishonest scumbag to get up in front of a microphone and say we're going to cut taxes while you're increasing spending. We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, the final segment of hour number one. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
This is the show about you and what you want to talk about. If you want to take control of the show, dial in 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. We talked about... We got an email earlier this hour about the apparently new situation here in the Tampa Bay area where they're putting up fences, 8-foot fences around high school property. That's a little bit frightening. And of course, as you just said, Dick Cheney is pushing for tax cuts, whatever that means.
Well, he wants to continue the tax cuts that were put in force in the first administration. First term of the administration.
Which is total bunk. It was just a big game, a big shell
game,
basically.
It's a shell game. Yeah, they lowered taxes but actually raised spending. So who's going to pay for it later? It's like running up the credit cards and then somebody else has to pay for it.
Exactly. It's a big joke on the American people. And the sad thing is people believe it because people don't do any digging, and who can blame them? Everybody's busy with their own lives. They've got families, mouths to feed. They've got to clean the house. They've got to watch television. They got to drink some beer. You know, Americans are busy with their own lives, so who can blame them that when the government says, hey, guess what? We're going to give you a tax cut. Look for a $300 check in the mail. Who's going to uncover that? Who's going to dig deeper?
This is the big lie that the Republican Party tells, that this is, I finally gave up on the Republican Party because I heard this lie over and over and over again, which is we're for smaller government. We're for fewer taxes. You know, we're the small government party. And if you've never heard about the Libertarian Party, then you would have to believe that because, but you know, that's what the press is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. But it's not so.
Ever.
No.
It's never been
so. It's a big lie. They don't want to
even
do that.
Even the local now, boys. Even the, you'd think, I mean, okay, you think, okay, federal Republicans would be more likely to be more big government, maybe state level be a little bit less likely, and the local boys would be a little bit more likely. But nobody in the Republican Party is for small government. I mean, maybe some of the membership is,
yes.
But the ones who actually get to run for office, no. And if you are a Republican who's pro-liberty and you try to run for office, the powers that be in the Republican Party will do everything they can to keep your name off the ballot. They'll run somebody who's a big pro-government, big statist kind of Republican. They'll run him against you in the primaries, and they'll fund him. And you will lose if you're a Republican who actually believes in freedom.
It doesn't even make any sense to say you're a Republican if you believe in freedom and liberty. And I mean, the rest of the party doesn't.
Nope.
So
it's an I'd be embarrassed to be affiliated with the Republican Party. At least the Democrats are honest about wanting more government.
I mean, they're honest about more government, but they're lying about how they're taking care of the poor.
You're absolutely right about that.
And the ethnically disadvantaged. We're the party of the black people. Those are the Democratic Party is more bigoted than the Republican Party.
Yeah, you're right about that because of the unintended consequences behind their laws, behind welfare laws,
yep.
Behind. Regulations and that sort of thing.
Now they want to keep a brother down.
The laws that the Democrats and of course the Republicans are complicit in this as well. They actually are biased against race in most cases and biased against affirmative action is a perfect example of racism in reverse.
Yeah.
What could be more offensive if I was a minority like a black person or a Hispanic person and I had this affirmative action applied to me, I would be insulted because basically is the government telling you that you're not good enough.
Nope.
And we're going to give you separate set of circumstances to work under. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
U.S. Gold.